Our gospel reading is from John, chapter 14. And Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live in you, and you also will live. And on that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The word of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. For the Gospel of John, which I just read from today, faith is a relationship with the living God. We are Easter people, after all. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The Gospel of John calls the Spirit the Advocate, the one who walks alongside to help. To help with what? To make faith alive, to help us encounter Jesus when we can't see the risen Jesus on our own. To see Jesus as, what did we hear last week, Pastor Craig? The way, the truth, and the life. To see following Jesus as God's kingdom on earth. How often do we say, not perfect, but good? As a place of love and kindness and compassion and hope. This following Jesus business, this following Jesus during the coronavirus business. The advocate walks alongside to do what again? To make faith alive. Faith even when we have great disappointments, like graduation plans changed, vacation plans changed, oh darn, birthday celebrations changed, surgery dates changed, nursing home visits really changed, weekends changed, weekends after weekends after weekends, Memorial Day, 4th of July plans changed, budgeting plans changed, employment plans changed, camp, VBS, day camp plans changed. More on this in just a bit. Faith. Are we sure we want to keep on this topic? Yes, siblings in Christ, we want to. To repeat, because it's a good repeat. The Holy Spirit, the Advocate, steps in to walk alongside to help us see Jesus, encounter Jesus, when we struggle to see the risen Jesus on our own, to make faith and to make it alive and vibrant, even when we have disappointments. And the list was long, and I'm sure you can add to it. So let's get more from the context from the Gospel of John. This great Gospel of John. Amazing Jesus. There he is again, talking to the disciples as if they were one of us, just like us. If anyone is about to be disappointed, it was the disciples. Jesus wasn't
even betrayed yet. He wasn't even tried yet. He wasn't even crucified yet. And Jesus was talking about, did you hear it? Leaving. He was talking about leaving them. Mixed signals? Was the story a little bit out of order? The scene about the advocate, the helper in the Gospel of John happens like this. Okay, after Jesus and his disciples had eaten together, Jesus had washed the disciples' feet after they had gone out into the night, after Jesus told them they should love one another, the great mandate, after Jesus tried to explain to them that, okay, here it was, he was in the Father and the Father was in him, for which the Gospel of John is all about. Jesus showing us who God is, God coming down and becoming the person Jesus with skin on. And you kids out there listening and watching, you know all about this. How many times have both Pastor Craig and I brought you up here to talk about God coming down in Jesus, a human being with skin on, and we pinched our skin on our hands? You know this, don't you? Yes, you do. So this all has happened. And then the disciples hear this, a mini testament, a witness about himself. I will not leave you orphaned. I will leave you with an advocate or a helper, as the translation would get us to. Because Jesus, even though he will soon no longer be seen, will continue to be very much alive in the work of the Spirit. May, after all, by the way, is Holy Spirit month, my favorite month. Can we imagine that the disciples were thinking? What were they thinking as they took in all that information? Disappointing, right? Could they even wrap their heads around advocate when their ears were ringing with the words, "You will no longer see me"? And then, dense the words, works of the Gospel of John. Why does he have so many words? So many words in the Gospel of John. They came at them. Are you ready for them again? Because I know I need to reread and reread. Let me try to help you. Here were the words. And they who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. You got it? What does that even mean? Okay, let's see if we can get it. We love Jesus by loving one another. When we love Jesus, we're loved by God. Jesus came to show that God is love. And because Jesus will be leaving to join the Father, the Holy Spirit is coming to help reveal how Jesus shows up in our lives every day. Whew. Still a lot of words, Deacon Chris. Still a lot of words. How about this? I'll give you just two. Relationships and love. Yeah. These are the themes of the Gospel of John. Relationships and love. The disciples needed help. We need help with both the loving part and the seeing Jesus part. Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit, the one that walks alongside the revealer of Jesus. So, what have we got before us? We've got the story within the story in the Gospel of John, including disappointed disciples that look and act a lot like us. We've got a promise from Jesus not to leave us orphaned. We've got a testament, witness, to the sending of the advocate, the helper. We've got a relentless reminder of a God of love. Spring 2020, We've got a virus that has caused disappointment and disorientation in nearly every corner of our lives. And here it is, to repeat, because it's a really good repeat. We indeed have received the Holy Spirit, the advocate who, as promised, steps in to walk alongside to help us encounter Jesus when we can't see the risen Jesus on our own, making faith come alive, even when we have great disappointments. Plus, we've got Tammy Stephenson, yay, our children, youth, and family director with us. She is also a seminary student, wow, in her first year of candidacy on an ordination track. How do you do all this? For the rostered ministry of Word and Sacrament of the ELCA. So everybody out there listening and watching, can everybody kind of do a shout out to Tammy? Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Chris. Welcome. Hi, everyone. Thank you for inviting me to do this today, Chris.
We are so glad that you are here to share some good news, because I've been talking about a few disappointments. You know, the disciples had disappointments. I've read that list of disappointments. Even though I am like positive, 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 every once in a while we do have to name those disappointments. Anyway, you're here because there's good news.
Yes.
How have you felt the presence of the Holy Spirit moving in reframing the summer ministries here at Luther Memorial because of COVID-19?
I could add to your list of disappointments, Chris, in my own life. And I'm sure you all could too, add to her list. But the Holy Spirit is at work.
Yes.
Because it doesn't stop our creativity, and it doesn't stop us from working as a team together. The Holy Spirit walks alongside of us, but so do the LMC team members. So we have big things in the works for this summer. VBS and day camp may have been canceled, but we are just changing them. So we're going to do Camp to Go this summer, and that was working of the Holy Spirit to bring all of that together. We're partnering with Gator's Pizza, actually, and we'll have more information on all of that coming to you soon, so stay tuned.
Gator's Pizza?
Yep.
That's it? No more?
Oh, I'm not gonna, this is your big tease, everyone. This is your big tease.
Okay. I know a little bit more, and so it does everything. I have to hold it in and not say any more about it. But I do know. Can I say one word?
Oh, sure.
Can I say the word box?
Yeah, you can say box.
Does it have
yes.
to do with the word box?
It does.
Boxes.
Woo! Of. Something.
Okay, boxes. Because in a little while we're gonna pray about boxes, so I didn't
yes.
want to say okay.
Oh no.
And bless boxes. Okay.
Yes.
So we're really excited about that.
We're really excited. Stay tuned. The Holy Spirit is at work.
Okay,
and
good.
Tammy and the team here are busily thinking of you all in that.
Since we talked about the Holy Spirit walking alongside, and I know sometimes that nudges people, right? Because mm-hmm. one thing that people can put in their toolbox when they really sometimes are filled with disappointment is, how can I help? So if folks call the church and they say, how can I help? What are some ways folks can help?
Here's
in
how
your
you
ministry
can help.
Area?
In my ministry areas, you could always be a part of my youth team. That's the team of volunteers that support all of our youth programs here at LMC. A couple weeks ago, we ran around town like crazies, celebrating our seniors. So we plan different things like that. We support our kids as they go away to camp, which they can't do this year, but things like that, and plan all the ministries. Also, you could volunteer to be a Wednesday or Sunday school teacher or helper. We don't know what that looks like this fall, but my creative juices are flowing. We have confirmation. We always need helpers with that. So if you think you want to help or just pray for our ministries, reach out to me and I can help you get lined up.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so contact the church, we'll get to you.
Yep.
Any one of the teammates, Pastor Craig or myself and other of our staff teammates, that is fantastic.
Yes.
The third question for you, and this is really important. because we want to hear, how have you felt the Holy Spirit walking alongside you in your own life and in your call to ministry?
I ask for the Holy Spirit's advocacy every day. I need a helper. We all need helpers. We're all spinning all the plates. And all of a sudden, we were homeschool teachers. And I'm a seminary student, and I work here for the church. So I ask for a helper every day, and the Holy Spirit shows up for me because I see the Holy Spirit give me patience, give me kindness when it's maybe not deserved from the people I encounter. The Holy Spirit brings ideas into my brain when I need them, especially now when we're just called to creatively think about how to do ministry and reach one another when we're physically distancing. So I just see the Holy Spirit at work every day. And I think if you pray to recognize it, you will recognize the Holy Spirit at work in your own life. So
thank you for that. Thank you for that witness. Would it be okay if we pray for you right here, right now?
Yes. Thank you.
For your team here, your children, youth, and family team, and also just pray for all of the young people in our church. Okay. So all of you out there listening and watching on Facebook, we're going to pray. So everybody, let's pray together. Holy Spirit, thank you for not leaving us orphaned. You walk alongside us, making faith alive, vibrant, because of the gift of grace in the resurrected Jesus. You help us see Jesus in our world, everywhere, every day. Show us how to be kind and compassionate toward those who suffer because of the coronavirus. Help us to be gentle and open to new ways of being church during these unexpected and difficult times. Bless our children, youth, and families, no matter the makeup of the household. Bless agile, creative, and memorable VBS and Day Camp Summer 2020. Bless Tammy and her team as they guide faith formation for our youth of all ages. May our faith be strengthened as we embrace the work of you, Creator God, of all our ideas, hopes, and pizza boxes filled with surprising ways we connect with you and one another. Amen. Thanks again, Tammy.
Thank you.
For being part of this good word and good news today.